Sechet Chulam Ben Avad Mishnah Zayin. Dama Nitaz B'Sha'ah Sakin. Chayiv Lassim. Somebody Yishach B'Chayiv or no, and somebody Dama spritches onto the wall, and the Dama that's left on the knife after Shechita, you mechuyev to cover that Dama with Avad. You'd have to scrape the Dama off the wall or off the knife and cover it with Avad. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesah. His mind changed from Dama Elohu. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do you have to cover the Dama that's on the wall or on the knife? When there's no more dam left for us to do the mitzvah kisa with. You were not yet mekayin the mitzvah kisa and all the other dam is gone, and this is the only dam that's left in which you could be mekayin the mitzvah kisa had done. Avoyesham dam shalohu. Hatamilasim. But if there's other dam here in which you could be mekayin the mitzvah kisa, you're pater from covering the dam that's spritzed on the wall or that's on the knife, as you're not mechuyev to cover all the dam or the chayor or the oath. You only have to cover some of it, and with that, you yotzei the mitzvah kisoy. Rabbi Huda is not arguing with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama agrees that you're only mechuyev to scrape the dam off the wall or off the knife when there's no other dam, and you have not yet been mekayim the mitzvah kisoy. At any time, Rabbi Huda says emesai in the Mishnah, he is not arguing, he's only explaining. Masechet Chulin, Parabav, Mishnah Zayin, B'me mechassin, u'bama ein mechassin. With what can you be yotzei the mitzvah kisoy adam with? As you don't have to cover the dam daka with afar, there are other things that you can cover the dam with when you shech the chayor or no. Mechasim b'zeba hadak hu v'cho hadak. You can cover the dam with fine fertilizer or fine sand, b'sid hu v'harasis, with lime or with clay, hu v'levena hu v'magufa shakacha, or with a brick or with a potterware cover of a barrel that you ground down. You can't cover the dam with coarse fertilizer or coarse sand. Neither can you cover the dam with a brick or a potterware cover of a chavit that you did not grind down. So too, you can't be yotze the mitzvah kisa adam by simply covering the dam with a kli. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made a general rule for kisa adam. Davar shemegadol bo tzmachim mechasim bo. V'sheino megadol tzmachim ein mechasim bo. Something in which, had you planted seeds in it, it would grow. That's what you can cover the dam with. Now, even though some of the things that we mentioned over here, if you planted something in it, it would not grow, such as harasis, levena, and a magufa. But since, before you made it into levena or magufa, it was like dirt and you would be able to plant something in it, therefore, it's considered davar shemegadol bo tzmachim. But something that had you planted seeds in it, it would not grow, you cannot be yotzei in the mitzvah kisei adam with that. Now, this is not an ironclad rule. There are exceptions to this rule, as the Gemara says, that anything that's referred to as afor, you would be allowed to cover the dam with and be yotzei in the mitzvah kisei adam, even if that thing, had you planted something in it, it would not grow. And this includes zahav, gold dust, as you can cover dam with gold dust, as gold dust sometimes is referred to as afra, the pasuk says afro zahav lo. This also includes afer, ashes, as sometimes the pasuk refers to afer as afra.